Hello and welcome to episode 4 of our game of Tag Across Europe. Near the end of last episode, Ben and I managed to tag Adam in Emden, Germany, only one ferry ride away from his end location in Borkum. That means that I'm the runner now, and I'm hoping to make it all the way over here to Jersey, UK. So far, I've spent half of my budget getting to Salzburgen, where my plan is to head through the Netherlands back to Paris and go from there. But my next move might not be as predictable as I had hoped, because I just drew the Ratatouille curse. If I don't veto it, the direction I travel in next will be decided at random by the naked mole rats at the Smithsonian, possibly sending me straight back towards the chasers. But if I do veto it, it means trudging forward into the Netherlands with hardly any budget left. So what do I do?
Do I veto this? Oh, I need to decide fast. Okay, so basically it's a 1 in 4 chance that I get the west direction that I need. I'm looking for like scooter rentals or something, but I don't see any. Okay, so here's the problem. North, I go right back to them. East, there's no train. South, there's a train that could take me one stop south, but there's no train that I could make before they would get to that next stop to the south. So basically, with a 3 out of 4 chance of getting caught if I accept this curse, I think I've got to veto it and just wait for this train and hope that I can do another challenge on my next connection. That sucks. Well, I don't think I'm going to be in Salzburg again, so may as well look around. Jeez, look at the size of this thing. This is very cool. Let's go look at this church. It looks historic. The advantage of walking around is that hopefully it will make them think that I'm doing a challenge. We want them to lose confidence, I guess. I don't really know why, but it seems like a good idea.
We should not be operating from a place of fear.
No. Because he's the one that is like in a bind.
Right, not us. Wait, was that? That seemed like a real glitch. There were two identical men wearing identical clothes who had bikes. Let's see if we can get this.
I think that's just what Germany is.
No. Look. There's one.
Those are the same man.
They're the exact.
Those are
identical men. Well, we're gonna blur their faces. But that's going in the video.
Those are the same man.
Here we go. You can tell we're in the Netherlands because there's already bike paths.
They are the same man. That is the same man. And they're going to sit next to each other. Maybe they're best friends.
I think that that's a cool way to find your best friend.
Yeah. Everyone's best friend is just whoever looks the most like them.
Yeah, that's the system. Actually, everyone I've ever met who looks like me, I have hated.
No? There we go.
Welcome to Salzburg.
It's so hot here.
Yeah.
How did it get so much hotter?
What I would like to do is go inside of a building. But, oh, there is a building. Okay, good.
This is probably my biggest incentive to make it south.
Okay, now I'm arriving in Hengelo. The train I need to take out of Hengelo leaves in 19 minutes, so if I want to earn any budget here, I need to do it before that train leaves. If I miss it, Ben and Adam will arrive before I have a chance to escape.
All right, next train is at 1:46. Name of the game, don't miss that train. Second name of the game, pull a challenge. Third name of the game, complete that challenge. Fourth name of the game, hydrate.
Okay, shuffle. Okay, we're pulling this card.
Find the town hall. You have 30 minutes to find the town hall of wherever you are without consulting your phone or asking anyone for help. If the building you assert to be the town hall is not the town hall, you automatically veto the challenge. If you fail to find the town hall within 30 minutes, you automatically veto the challenge.
Oh my god, we gotta go. We only have 19 minutes because we have a train to catch.
All right.
Let's try to find a map. The German train stations definitely had maps. No map. There's a map. I found a map. I found a map. Found a map. Found a map. Oh my God. There's a map. Oh, this is great. Oh no, this isn't very helpful.
Here in Salzburgen.
We still have to just hang out here for a half hour. I'm so excited to go to the Netherlands. I've never been.
I imagine it will look a lot like this.
Well, it is funny when you look at Europe, like especially this area of Europe, it's like there's France and it's so big, and then there's Germany and it's so big, and then there's just like Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg.
It's all kind of the same thing, though. They're not
I would not say that all of them are the same thing. I feel like there have been many sort of very notable conflicts about how they're not the same thing.
Yeah, but my assessment is that they were kind of going a little overboard with that.
Okay, so we're there. There's no, like, buildings marked. I've got to assume it's nearby. I like the look of that kind of square thing. I'm going to start looking, like, over there-ish. I'm pretty sure I suggested this challenge, and I regret it already. Town halls in European cities tend to be, like, in the most prominent center kind of square. At least that's my experience with other European countries.
Because it's all kind of, they're just, they like their little chocolate.
You think the people who didn't want it all to be one thing went overboard?
I think...
Because think about who did want it to be all one thing and who didn't.
A man by the name of Jesus Christ wanted us to come together as one.
We hate Nazis. Disclaimer.
This feels central. Oh, that kind of feels pretty central. Look at that church and the other tower in the background. I want to go over there. I'm really running out of time. This is not great. Okay, I'm liking this. Okay, well, that's, you know, definitely a church. However, that tower, I'm not sure if it's a church. It doesn't really seem to have any religious symbols on it. Yeah, this building is interesting. It has bells. I think I see offices. It's got flags. It's got flags. It's got the EU flag. Oh, come on. I just haven't seen a sign on it. We're really running out of time. There's got to be a sign on it somewhere, right? Okay, if I'm going to make that train, I have to call it. I don't see a sign. I'm going to declare it. I declare that my assumed city hall. Now let's see. Yeah, that was it. That was it. Okay, we got to go. We got to go. Train leaves in 5 minutes. I've got to carefully run a bit, which I'm probably going to regret later. Let's go.
Let's go on a little walk.
It's so hot, though.
Yeah, I'll get over it.
We could go to the flow market.
Oh, my gosh. The flow. They really want you to go. Oh, see, here we go. Here's like the little downtown. Quick, Ben, say something really funny because this shot is pretty. We can use it.
Bing bong.
Okay. Almost back. We got this. Leaves in 2 minutes. Platform 2A. Two. One. Is it? Two, three. Yes.
Adam, what's the update? What's the Sam status?
Ben, he has left Hingelo and he is on his way to Zutphen. So he continues on his basically 1 hour lead on us.
Yeah, okay, it says Hingelo.
So, like, I certainly don't want to panic by any means. But I will say, like, Sam is making progress. Like, he's reaching the point of meaningful-ish progress.
We'll see. I mean, all we can really do right now is stay right behind him.
Yeah. It's true.
And
it's true.
If something devious comes up, we can try and jump it.
Yeah. Well, look. We're in the Netherlands, Ben. This is the Dutch countryside.
It looks...
We're in Holland.
Freaking crazy out here.
They've got a factory. And trees.
The house.
House.
It's exactly the way I always dreamed it would be.
This is my Netherlands.
Welcome to Zietfing. Okay, so I got about 30 minutes until my next safe train. The one that, you know, the next one that they can't make. Or rather, my last safe train. But I don't have the budget for that anyway, so I need to do a challenge either way. So I think I might as well buy the double up power up, because if I don't complete this challenge and I have to veto it, I'm pretty much caught here either way. Yeah, let's buy it. Lock it in. That's the lock it in, I don't know, graphic. Damn it. Okay. Final shuffle. Come on.
See something old. You have 30 minutes to find the oldest thing you can. You must be able to verify the thing's age within 50 years. Your reward is the age of your old thing up to 2,000 coins.
This is great. This is no risk. Okay, we gotta go. I see an old power thing there. I'm gonna go walk towards that. That seems like a good start.
Welcome to the Netherlands, Otto.
Thank you.
It's 2:29 and he's still in Zutphen. So I think that means he had to stop in Zutphen for a challenge, which is great because that means we'll gain a half hour.
We're about to hop on a train to Zutphen, so you better hurry up, Sam, or we're gonna get ya.
So it seems like we came to a great spot for this challenge. There is a church from the 11th century in this town, but the problem is that we have to verify the thing's age within 50 years. All the references just say 11th century. Nobody seems really sure about its origin date beyond that. There's also the oldest public library in the world right here in this town, which is crazy. But I wasn't able to find a date super quickly on that. So I'm going to go to this church for now, which seems like a good one that does have specific dates. Look at this. Gorgeous. It's pretty old looking. All right, I'm going to try to get a specific date. Okay, so this is officially Bruderenkerk, and it was built, according to this website, between 1307 and 1308. It seems like there might be slightly better options in this town, but the train I want to take is in 15 minutes, and I can't really verify any other ones quickly in this station. It's like 5-10 minutes away, so I think I'm going to lock this in. That was lucky. All right, let's get back to the station.
Is that us?
That's our train. Let's go get on it.
It looks like he's headed back towards the station. So I think he is going to take a train at 2:58. Then if we do get in at 3:23, we can get on train at 5 minutes headed to where he's headed.
Not a lot of time, Sam.
That's not a lot of
margin. That's not a lot of
things, Sam.
Back at the station. All right, we're going to head almost 2 hours south to Breda. From there, there's one more train to get me to Brussels, which would be awesome. But to be honest, I'm not sure if I have a kind of mathematically safe option out of Breda. I'll do a bunch of research on the train. That might be where today's journey ends. But if Ben continues to track south, which makes sense, that would be great. Because then if we can shut down Adams quickly, I can get another run and seal the deal, I think, tomorrow.
Okay, we are in Zutphen.
Welcome to Zutphen.
Sam left here not long ago.
Yeah, he left here about 20 minutes ago, 25. And we have a train in 10 minutes. So we're going to be 35 minutes behind Sam now, which I think is pretty good.
That's still better. I mean, it's
pretty good.
It does not give him a lot of margin.
It's a pretty straightforward chase here.
Yeah, we're just chasing after him.
We're chasing him.
Okay. So I've done my research. In Breda, I get in at 4:40. There is a train to Brussels leaving at 4:42. So if I can make that transfer, I can make it all the way to Brussels with the budget I have safely. If I miss that transfer, I don't think I have another good option. I'll probably get caught in Breda. But yeah, we'll just have to see if we can make that 2-minute transfer. Let's hope it's like just across the platform or something. That'd be awesome.
All right, off to Breda or wherever he stops, if he stops earlier.
I think these are the nicest train seats we've had.
Like movie theater seats. I feel like I'm going to see a movie. I'm going to see a movie of what it looks like. Of everything between Zutphen and Breda.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome movie.
Okay. Well, everything was going great. I was Jay chilling, watching the Formula One British Grand Prix, which was great. And we stopped here, and a big storm blew through, and now this train is canceled. And I don't speak Dutch, so that's the extent that I know. All I know is that it's not going more that way. Where am I, by the way? Okay, well, the first letter in where I am is an apostrophe, so I'm not really sure how to pronounce that, but I'm going to call it Hertogenbosch. Hertogenbosch.
Adam, I do not like to wake you, but it appears that Sam has gotten off the train at apostrophe S, Hertogenbosch.
He's off the train at Hertogenbosch?
At apostrophe S, Hertogenbosch. I don't know why it starts with an apostrophe.
Well, that's potentially good news. Maybe. Oh, we're quite close to there.
Yes.
Oh, great. We'll be at Hertogenbosch in about 15 minutes.
Okay, so the deal is that there seems to be a signal switch issue somewhere between here and Breda. The problem is Breda is where I need to go to transfer to Belgium. Or maybe I can get to Eindhoven? Let's check. That's to the south. There's a 4:50 to Eindhoven. It's in 21 minutes. I mean, there's every chance that Ben and Adam are, like, right behind me.
We're approaching where he is. I think we have to get off the train.
What does this say?
Yeah,
that's the station price. There's trains that keep showing as canceled, and I think, like, our train, its future stops must be canceled or something.
It says endpoint on this train. That sounds like endpoint of this train.
Endpoint of this train.
There are no trains running between Tilburg and Esterbacken due to a signal failure. Yeah, okay. And this says terminus of this train. So this train is stopping here.
That might be why he's trapped.
Maybe.
Okay, well, the sign says that. The sign says that seemingly the signal issue is between here and Tilburg, which is like the next stop. That makes me worried that Ben and Adam's train canceled, but only from here, meaning they're probably pulling up like literally right now.
Looks like he's in the building.
I think he might have gotten screwed by train cancellations.
No.
But yeah, look at all these people. Yeah, I think all the trains got canceled.
Oh, fam.
Oh, that sucks for you, buddy.
All right. We have to be a little sneaky. Do you have all the tracker?
Okay, this seems to be the platform that Ben Adam's train would be at if it existed, which it doesn't seem to, hopefully.
It just shows him on that platform. That train's not going to leave, is it? Ben, figure out where this train's going in case we need to book tickets on it.
Says his location is literally, like, right here. So he must, I think he's above us.
Should we not go in and look?
We would see him through the window. Okay, this train is seemingly going to leave. Is he on this train?
Should we get on it?
I think he's trying to trick us into getting on it. Here, we need to run up here. I mean, it literally shows him right here. Maybe he is on the dang train. I don't know. He's doing a relatively good job of hiding somewhere. And you do have to give it up for that. You do have to respect him for that. Okay, wait. Oh, no, it just updated. Okay, no, he's over there.
I got there you.
Your train not canceled. Your train didn't cancel till here.
No, it can't. It got here.
It got here, now it's canceled. And then it canceled.
Oh, I thought I checked your platform.
Well, I was prepared for that.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Bye, boys. I have to figure out how to get out here with all these cancellations. Okay, there's a train going in the right direction that leaves from here. Okay, that's my train.
Ben's already on the move. That probably means he's going down to Eindhoven.
Oh, did that train already leave?
It left at 4:55 or 4:56.
Okay, so it left a minute ago.
And he's on the move. But I mean,
well, I think that was like the only train leaving this station.
Well, it
so
seems like the best
surprising.
Way around this signal fault.
I have made it to Eindhoven. Seemingly, my options are pretty limited, but I'm going to pull a challenge. And because desperate times call for desperate measures, I am also going to be doubling it. This is kind of my last shot. It's all going to come down to what I pull. The deck has gotten a lot lighter since I last had it. Okay, we're going to pull a top one. Remember, this is doubled.
Choose your own adventure. Do 50 burpees. There is no time limit. A burpee has been successfully completed when you have done a push-up and jumped in the air. Your push-ups do not need to be perfect. Do your best. Or estimate your city's population. You get one guess. You must be within 25% of the right answer or you automatically veto this challenge.
I think I'm going to do 50 burpees. 900, doubled, 1800. That's pretty good. Maybe that gives me some more options. There's a train to Brussels at 5:41 from here, 2 hours and 27 minutes. I could afford that if I did this in time. Okay, we have to do 50 burpees.
So,
one. Okay, that was one. Two.
Three.
Oh my God.
Ben is out in Eindhoven, seemingly.
Yeah.
So I think we just want to take the soonest one to there, which is that 5:36 to Maastricht. We'll be free 3 minutes before then.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great.
So the question now is, like, does he head basically east, which would indicate he's going to Germany, or west, which indicates he's going down to Belgium?
Or do we just catch him
or
in,
that. That's
you know,
option.
About 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's option two.
Four. Five. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, six. Oh. Ah.
All right. So Ben is, well, let me check.
Ben is in Eindhoven.
Is he still in Eindhoven?
No, he is still in Eindhoven.
He's still in Eindhoven. We will be there in about 20 minutes.
Yes.
So that's not great for Ben, I would say.
So it is time for him to get on a train.
Yeah.
30. 40. 14.
14. He could take this to...
Then I... That would take
the Hague,
him, and that would take
be the wrong way.
But no, that would take him to Breda.
Because he could do Breda to Brussels.
All right.
Well, he doesn't, but he's not going to have the budget to get to Brussels. Mm-hmm.
28.
Oh. I think I can get to Brussels because there's a transfer at Breda. It's 20 minutes, so I can finish this challenge there.
You can do it, pal.
Ben should be leaving if he's on the train that we think he's on.
I mean, I for his sake, I really hope he is on it.
3, 2. Ugh. 3, 7.
Okay, here's the situation. I am on the train to Breda. I don't have enough to keep going. But if I finish 13 burpees in the train station before my transfer, then I can make it and I can get out of there and keep going. Pray for me.
Oh.
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 There that's you go, Ben. There you go.
Nice job. Now that's resound.
I think he's.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy. There you go. There you go.
So that means Ben's taking the French route.
Which is smart.
Or at least the Belgian route.
Yes. One would assume.
Or at least the Breda route.
I mean, it could also mean that Ben just panicked and got on a train.
Minutes until my next train. I don't have enough to get on it, so I need to do 13 more burpees.
What? Oh my god.
That is the door. No.
Left. Hey, shut up. All right.
So here's the sitch.
Things are good now, but potentially could be bad very soon in the future.
Could swiftly turn from great to
I would say not as good. Ben could get on a train to Brussels and get all the way to Brussels airport before the rest period starts.
Yes.
If he has the budget.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we would be stuck in Breda because we couldn't get on a train to Brussels. It would leave too late for the rest period. And at that point, he would have built almost an hour and a half lead.
Potentially more.
Plus however long it takes in the morning to get on a train towards him.
What? Two.
Which is a far cry from the, 15-minute lead that he had just moments ago. So basically, if Ben has, right now, more than 1,200-ish coins, we're in a lot of trouble.
Fifty. We did this. Let's get on this train to Brussels. Oh. Oh, my whole body hurts. I've never done those before. What? Who the hell thought about those? I did that all so quickly, I didn't even have time to look at what trains they might even be on, so I have no idea where they could be right now. But I'm just hoping that I can get on this train to Brussels before they get here. That's all I got.
So basically, if Ben is about to get on a train to Brussels, if we're cutting... Look, here's the situation. I'm assuming that we just cut from footage of Ben saying what he's about to do. And if what he just said was, I'm getting on a train to Brussels, then we are in a lot of trouble.
Get on the train. Well, Adam, I have good news and I have bad news. Which one would you like first?
Is the good news that he's still at the station?
No. Let's check how screwed we are for tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right, first train from Breda to Brussels.
Starting at 6 a.m.
You want the bad news or the bad news?
Not until 7:42.
So yeah. Ben's 15-minute lead...
will now be 2 hours.
2 hours, thanks to train schedules / overnight. Oh, that's not great. So, yeah.
We're sure there's nothing.
Well, we gotta get off now. So let's look at trains leaving in the next hour. These are all going back to the Netherlands. This one's heading to Brussels, but we can't take that one because its first stop is after the rest period starts. We can't get to Antwerp tonight. No, we cannot get to Antwerp tonight. So we can get to Rotterdam, but there's no sense to go to Rotterdam because it's further away, and the train that goes faster from Rotterdam to Brussels is sold out. I think that might be GG for today.
What about, like, if we...
what if we what, Adam?
If we... Sure. Surely there's something we can do.
You want to just go straight to Zermatt?
No, I don't want to go straight to Zermatt.
They have glacier skiing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't have a lot of suggestions.
It's Ben time, baby. And if you want to see more of my run, you can watch next week's episode right now. Only on Nebula.
On Nebula, you can also listen to our Nebula exclusive podcast, The Layover, where we recap every week's episode. This week, we will recap the strategy, the behind the scenes of this episode, and we'll also reveal the exciting and strange McDonald's items that we got from the Belgian McDonald's during our rest period.
Wait, what did we get?
Well, I got...
Well, you can't tell them. It's exclusive. Anyway, Nebula is great, in my opinion. And part of my opinion is based on the fact that I was a co-founder in Nebula. And that's because myself and a bunch of other creators, we got together a couple years ago and we were basically asking, how do we create the best viewing experience for viewers like you and the most sustainable platform for creators like us? And the answer was Nebula. From the audience's side, they get to watch all these big budget originals where we give creators more than they normally have to produce a normal video on YouTube. And we see what they can make with even more. So we've had some
stuff like we had Patrick Willems's first feature-length film, The Coconut. It was awesome.
Night of the Coconut.
Yeah, we had Philosophy Tube's first kind of fully produced play. It was also awesome, and we filmed it and put it on the platform. Tons more. It's great. I love the originals. And then, of course, we also have all of these creators' normal stuff ad-free, a lot of it early. We have some exclusive companion stuff, like The Layover, for example. There's really so much to it, more than I can possibly explain here. And then on the flip side, what we do to make sure the platform is sustainable for creators is a portion of the subscription fee when you sign up as a viewer goes to the creator. So when you sign up, for example, at nebula.tv/jetlag, we get a portion of that for as long as you stay subscribed, which gives us, you know, predictable recurring monthly revenue that's not subject to kind of the whims of ad rates that we can rely on to grow our business and do more of Jetlag and make it bigger and better and cooler. So yeah, it really works well because it gives a better viewing experience for you and a more sustainable business model for us. So make sure to click the button on the screen or go to nebula.tv/jetlag to sign up. And thanks in advance for your support. Bye.
Bye.